Reserve Bank says it's hoping the Australian dollar will continue falling and help rebalance the economy as the mining investment boom peaks. In the minutes from its June meeting, the RBA board also left the door open for further interest rate cuts. That's after it kept the official cash rate at a record low of 2.75% this month. The board said the cash rate was appropriate for the time being, but judged inflation may provide some scope for further easing if the economy needs it. To some company news now, and Elders says it's in exclusive negotiations with one of three parties which have offered to buy its Futurus automotive components business. Futurus employs around 400 people in South Australia and makes parts for Holden, Toyota and Ford. Elders says it's rejected an offer for its rural services division because it was inadequate. It's considering other options for the businesses such as restructuring and refinancing. The New South Wales government is putting the world's largest coal port up for sale. It's the key announcement in the state budget, which was handed down today by the Treasurer, Mike Baird. Mike Baird says the port will be offered on a 99-year lease. The state will post a deficit of $329 million for the 2013-14 financial year.